We are going to go straight to the throne room for prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you. Thank you through all that we go through, Lord, because we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory. We thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes allow us to come together each day, Monday through Friday, to get an on-time word straight from the throne room. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep the Des de Leon family and artists' life in your care with a hedge of protection around them, Lord, as they continue to process through your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for artists' life. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch all those who are involved with putting artists' life extravaganza 2019 in place, Lord. Give them favor. We ask you right now all of these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. I'm so glad that each and every one of you have joined us. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Jackie. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting and seating and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that beautiful tagline, thankful through it all. This is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I'm welcoming each and every one of you to the call. So for those that have not been on the call, let me give you a little background on this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference can be found on 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich and enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Well, you can go and get a word from God any time of day, 24 hours a day. And all of our messages since the onset of this call are there, as well as all information on our speakers. So our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will be clearly seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed, blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, as I am doing now, and a greeter, as Minister Kai so wonderfully did this morning, or God has just put a word down in your heart that you feel you need to share with his people, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is that phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's the common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Terrell will tell you, this side of heaven, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact the person that invited you to this call, and they would love, love, love to share or answer any questions that you may have. So are you or anyone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer, or have a phone carrier and having challenges calling in on the live calls or playback calls? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 293-9707. Please follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information with anyone you know that is experiencing any type of challenges. Now, immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday. It is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that is 712-770-4005. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and will be hosted by the hostess with the mostest, Ms. Charlie, President Charlie Lewis. So please join them immediately following the call. So get ready, get ready, get ready to attend the Artist Life Extravaganza at the Lexor Hotel in that fabulous city of Las Vegas, Nevada, March 29th, 30th, 31. So go to your back office for detailed information and to purchase your tickets now. But right now, I shall get out of the way and bring forth our speaker so she can bring forth what God has laid on her heart to render to you today. And our speaker today is a married woman, married to her husband, Gerald. She has three adult children and one adorable granddaughter, Tyron, which they affectionately call Baby T. And Baby T is a very strong warrior and a fighter. And so she retired from the school systems in Chicago and moved to Tampa, Florida, where she said it's very cold today. But God has united her to a great Bible Bank Fellowship church there in Tampa, Florida, where she's involved with the Salvation Army ministry and is also feeding the residents there. She serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for the Tampa residents. She was a teacher. Additionally, she's a certified coach and wellness educator for over 20 years. And that is none other than Minister Willa Peterson. And Minister Peterson is excited about the new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, she's excited about getting to know the people in Tampa and sharing the love and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This woman has a huge heart and has been destined to serve God's people. And if you want to know more about this extraordinary woman, please go to themasterscall.net and find out more. She's very exciting. So Jesus Christ, she's sharing the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word. And she strives to let that love show in every area of her life. So right now, I would like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the morning, the phenomenal Minister Willa Peterson. Would you now come forward, please?
Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for just the love that you have for God's people and for that warm introduction of me. Thank you, Minister Kai, for all you do for the call, for greeting all the people of God this morning, and for opening us up with that powerful prayer. And I thank you both, ladies, for my sisters, for serving the Lord with excellence. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa, my E1, our equal opportunity nest ejector, for once again giving me an opportunity to bring the word of God to our family this morning. And my TMC family, what would we be without you? You make us us. So I thank you for hanging out with us this morning and for hearing the word of God. And I am just humbled to come before you with the word that God has put on my heart this morning. Now, God, all of you, and none of me as I present the word to your people, my TMC family, this morning. Father, speak through me. Fill me with your power, your strength to deliver this message, and always fill me with your love. Father, I ask that you please rid our minds of any distractions, that we may hear the word, and that you open our hearts to receive it. I pray this message will be blessed. I pray that the hearers are blessed, and they will be able to encourage someone else in some way. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture text I will be taking for this morning is found in Hebrews 11:6, and it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." You see, my TMC family, one of the things I enjoyed as a child, and I still enjoy today, is watching a parade. I enjoy the music provided by the bands, the floats, the majorettes, the dancers, and sometimes even the animals. I could hear the cheers and clapping of the viewers who gazed on as the participants marched past them, and I anticipated with joy the performance that would pass me by. The interesting thing about a parade is that I could only see one band, one float, one group of majorettes and dancers, and one animal or group of animals at a time. God sees things from a different perspective, though. God sees the whole parade. The title of my message is God Sees the Whole Parade. You see, God is not bound in time the way we are. He doesn't have to wait for each band, each float, each group of majorettes, each dancer, each animal to turn the corner or pass them by. In our lives, he doesn't have to wait for each event to happen. From the starting point to the finish, God sees the whole parade from beginning to end. God sees the whole parade. That is why, without faith, it is impossible to please him. We must believe God sees the entire event. We must believe his perspective includes the entire event, even though we can't see around the corner. We've got to believe that nothing goes on in our life that has not been sifted through his hands first. Now, how many of you have used a sifter? You know that sieve that we use to put flour through when baking a cake? That sifter that has a way of refining the flour, making for a lighter, fluffier cake batter? After sifting, you have some flour that goes through the sifter, and then there's always a few particles of flour left behind. When our lives are sifted through God's hands, there are those events and occurrences that go through his hands. But then there are those events in life that will be left in his hands that are not going to be as easy, that will be used for his glory and for our good. However, God sees it all and knows beforehand how he is going to bring us through, how he is going to use your testimony to someone else who needs to be encouraged. Now, let me be clear. There's some things that happen in our lives for which we must take full responsibility. And then there are things that happen that are way beyond our control. Nevertheless, God is a great God, even in those circumstances. It's easy to be worried, sad, or disappointed when things don't go the way we planned. During those times, though, we must remember Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God sees the whole parade. He knows what is next and is a master at connecting the pieces. Has anything ever happened to you that you wish had never happened, only to realize the blessing that came from it? There have been many situations in my life where God's perspective and plan were totally different from the plan I had in mind. You see, family, December 14th of last year was one of those times. Our Christmas calendar was perhaps no different from yours. Church festivities for Christmas to attend, Christmas cards to send, Christmas parties and celebrations to attend, Christmas gifts that I had yet to buy, baking and cooking to do, anticipating the great time spent with family and friends on Christmas Day and throughout the Christmas season, until I received the disturbing phone call from my son, Kenny, on the morning of December 14th. I could hear the fear in his voice as he could hardly form words to tell me about his daughter, our two-year-old granddaughter, Karen. You see, we noticed a swelling on the left side of her face for quite some time. A face value diagnosis from the pediatrician was that she had Bell's palsy, which was treatable and curable. However, the results of the MRI revealed the diagnosis of an incurable and operable form of brain cancer in her brainstem called diffused intrinsic pontine glioma. That was hardly in our plans for the Christmas season. You can imagine how fast all the plans we had vanished. None of the activities in preparation for Christmas were important. We were told there were less than 500 cases of this type of cancer in the world, with zero survivors between 1 to 2 years. You can imagine the fear that gripped our hearts with the doctor's grim prognosis of 2 years at best for Taryn to live. We were told there was no good news, but God sees the whole parade, and we give him all of the praise. Our family realized that Taryn was facing a spiritual battle. Satan would have loved nothing more than to silence the voice and life of a child who we have been told has speech ability far beyond her years. We realize that any time you are in a battle plan is needed. Matthew 11:12 tells us, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." We knew our battle plan would be fought with the word of God. God laid it on our hearts to contact everyone we knew to pray for Taryn in Jesus' name. The internet was a wonderful tool to get our prayer request literally around the world. And my TMC family stopped at nothing to spread the news about Taryn and our need for prayer. And for that, we are forever grateful and thankful. We have seen God's hand throughout this entire journey. Remember, I said, nothing goes on in our lives that has not been sifted through God's hands first. You see, God was busy working Genesis 50:20, which says, "But as for you, you meant it evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about to this day to save many people alive." My God, how we have witnessed this Bible verse spoken by Joseph in full effect, and I'll tell you how. Number one, Taryn was to have flown to Colorado with her parents for their annual Christmas trek on Thursday, December 13th. However, the MRI was scheduled for December 14th by her pediatrician at a routine doctor's visit. So that required them to cancel those plane reservations. After the diagnosis of cancer and the rapid rate of which the tumor was growing, Taryn would not have survived the trip, according to the doctors, because of the cabin air pressure. The tumor would have caused swelling in her brain, which would have caused her to go in a coma. But God sees the whole parade. And we praise God for his hand of mercy. Number two, another daughter-in-law who lives in a different state and I had not had the best relationship. Now, I have been seeking God for ways and for an opportunity to make amends of this relationship because I knew God was not pleased. So she and my son quickly made their way to Tampa upon receiving the news about Taryn. Well, before our family went into battle through prayer, I knew this daughter-in-law and I could not enter into prayer and expect God's blessings with dissension in our relationship. For Mark 11, 23 through 25 says, "And God answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, believes that what he says will come to pass, and it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you pray, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father, also who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." So after all the praying and seeking God for the opportunity to get our relationship right, God at that time provided a way that I could not have planned any better in spite of the circumstances to get together with my daughter-in-law to ask for forgiveness and to give forgiveness for her. It was better than I could have planned. And now the relationship has been healed. It has been mended. God sees the whole parade. Number three, Taryn was able to get into St. Jude Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee immediately. The long story short is that it's the work of my oldest son, Javen, and his wife contacting St. Jude Hospital, finding out that a relative who worked there was very familiar with a trial that was seeking participants diagnosed with the type of cancer for which Taryn was diagnosed. That same relative would be the project manager for Taryn's case. All of this took place 2 days before this relative's vacation away from St. Jude and out of the country was to take place. You see, God sees the whole parade. Unfortunately, number four, by the time Kenan, my daughter-in-law Angela, and Taryn arrived at St. Jude, the tumor had grown and a surgery to open Taryn's skull had to be performed. This was the second surgery Taryn would undergo in less than a week, the first surgery being a shunt placed in her head to relieve the pressure. The night before the surgery, Taryn told her parents, "I am brave, I am strong, I can do hard things." These were the words from a two-year-old. Again, what Satan meant for evil, God turned around and made it for good. And I'll tell you how. My husband, who proclaimed he would give up smoking as a birthday gift to himself and the family on December 7th, was caught red-handed smoking on December 9th. After hearing Taryn's proclamation to herself about being brave and strong and being able to do hard things, my husband has given up smoking for good in the name of Jesus. He says because his granddaughter came through brain surgery, he would have the ability to quit. That would be nothing to do. And number five, as a result of performing surgery to open Taryn's skull, the doctor was able to do a biopsy, which was impossible previously because the tumor was in her brainstem. We prayed that the biopsy would show the diagnosis of this diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma would be different. And this was the best news of all. God turned the diagnosis of this deadly and operable brain tumor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Taryn has been diagnosed with intrinsic angiotensin glioma, which is still a form of cancer. However, it's treatable and curable. And we know that God is a healer. You see, God sees the whole parade. Taryn is currently receiving radiation as the form of treatment for 6 weeks. We are praying that the blood of Jesus dissolves the tumor completely. Just as Jesus cursed the fig tree in Mark 11, we curse the diagnosis of cancer and the tumor in Jesus' name. God's perspective is like none other. He knows all, and it all makes sense to him. Lastly, my family, trust him even when you can't see around the corner, because God sees the whole parade and has only his best in store for you. For no matter how difficult or how bad it looks, God does see what we doesn't see, and he knows what we do not know. Host, back to you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word this morning. I shall be calling you back shortly for our benediction after prayer and some brief announcements. God, we come before you today, and we're giving you thanks for all things. For God, you are a God like no other. You love us like no other. And God, we know that there is nothing impossible as long as we keep you in our lives and we continue to look up to you. And thank you, God, for every good and perfect thing you are doing in our lives. God, we thank you for the leaders of this call and the wisdom to follow your instructions to start this call so that we can come together each and every day to give you honor, praise, and glory and learn more and more about your word. We thank you for Artists International, Artist Life, that company that brought us all together. God, and for those that are requested prayer for the sickness in the bodies, we know that you are a healer. God, you said by your stripes we are all healed. And we're lifting each and every request before you this morning, asking for your healing, for your faithfulness, God. You made the bodies, God, and you know what to do with them. God, we thank you for the bereaved family, that you are able to give them a peace like no other, a peace that no one else can give. We ask you to lift these families up, to keep them strong, God, and to continue to give them a calmness in their hearts, their minds, and their bodies to be able to continue on and to be able to face what they have to face, God, in their lives. And we thank you for the TNC family and every caller on this line and their faithfulness to come each and every morning to hear such a rhema word from you to come down from glory. God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We love you, God. And we praise you in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful, powerful message, God sees the whole parade, you can call back today at 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the artists, the stars will shine at the Lexar Hotel in the fabulous city of Las Vegas, Nevada at the 2019 Artist Life Extravaganza. So get your tickets now and make the necessary reservations to be there and let your star shine. Now, immediately following this call, that great hostess with the mostess will be hosting Testimonial Thursday. And that is in the person of President Charlie Lewis. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. So go over immediately after the call and hear the wonderful, wonderful testimonies. And thank you again, Minister Kai. for greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer and that beautiful tagline, thank you through it all. And Minister Willa, thank you once again for that powerful, powerful message. God sees the parade. And thank you for sharing with us to let us know, and a little child shall lead them. But God allowing Karen, a two-year-old, that reminded us that in his word he says, we are brave, we are strong, and we can do all things. We thank you for that beautiful word this morning, but will you now come back and give us our closing benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Jackie. And it is, we are brave, we are strong, we can do hard things. Praise God. And I just want to share with you a card that my BGFF Pastor Candy sent with the words of encouragement that I want to encourage you with. And it says, five things God wants you to remember in trying times. Number one, you're never alone. Number two, nothing takes him by surprise. Number three, when you're weak, he's strong. Number four, he's the beginning. He's the God of new beginnings. And number five, his love never gives up on us. Trust him. He will carry you through. So God, give us the kind of faith that pleases you. Please grant us your grace and favor to trust you no matter what we are going through. Lord, we thank you that you are not limited by what you see. You see the whole parade, and we trust that for that expected end, oh God, that will give you the glory. Our flesh, Lord, and our hearts may fail, but you are the strength of our hearts and our portion forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as I always say, my chance to be a family, from my heart to yours, just know that I love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day. Goodbye.